Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For the past 43 years, our next guest's nonprofit organization has been celebrating the great outdoors through fine art, live entertainment, and more, all while generating an estimated $33 million in annual economic impact for the Lowcountry. John Powell is president and CEO of the Southeastern Wildlife Exposition, coming February 14th through 16th to Charleston, South Carolina, where he joins us from now. John, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Nice to be here.
So give us the specifics on this year's event, when and where.
So February 14th through the 16th, it's always President's Day weekend here in Charleston, and we are spread out among five event venues in downtown Charleston with special events at other locations.
Talk about the purpose of this event. What are you trying to accomplish?
We have a multifaceted mission. It is art-based, it's conservation-based, but certainly over time has become really focused on having a significant economic impact during this time of year, which is still a shoulder season, although Charleston's busy all the time. You know, we still see a lull in activity in these early winter months. So CWE is a celebration of wildlife art, you know, conservation, certainly a sporting lifestyle. We gather over 400 artists and exhibitors, 40,000 attendees across five different venues. Along with that comes a huge influx of tourists or visitors or longtime attendees that come from outside the Tri-County area, which we classify as a visitor, with significant overnight paid lodging impact on retail and other industry in Charleston.
All right. So tell us now, what is new this year? What will visitors expect to see?
Each year, attendees can expect to see a new slate of exhibitors. We try to balance that with longtime exhibitors, same with artists. So they know what to expect, and they see longtime friends, but also new imagery, new collections of work. Certainly on our stage, our performance hall at Gillyard, you'll see Forrest Galante. He's been to CWE before, but did not come last year. And then their longtime favorites like the Center for Birds of Prey and the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. We strike a pretty good balance with, you know, new chef demonstrations, but you can count on chef demonstrations being there, and new entertainment, which you can count on them being at the same venues each day.
So how has this event evolved since 1983 when it all got started?
Well, I think it's an overused word, but organically is really one way to look at it. Its growth has mirrored the surge in Charleston, you know, and its popularity. Certainly over the last 10 years, you know, CWE's become really about all that the Peninsula of Charleston can handle on a given weekend, which is great. We have to balance that growth with, you know, making sure the consumer experience is good.
Well, now talk about the featured artist this year. Every year you have a new artist that is front and center.
We do. Coincidentally, this is the second year in a row where our featured artist hails from California. His name is Ray Brown. What is a little, I don't want to say unusual, but different for CWE is it's black and white. He's a charcoal artist, and he has a really powerful image of a moose entitled Veiled that I think will be very popular with, you know, collectors and art enthusiasts alike.
Do you have any idea of the dollar value of the art that is sold during the event?
We do. We expect to sell over $1 million worth of work during any given event, and that can fluctuate, certainly. So that number of artists can go from between 80 and 90, and with that comes 10 more collections or full bodies of work that's on sale to the public. And we're also temporarily operating a physical gallery space, and, you know, we call it Gallery by CWE, that is actually inside the Charleston Place Hotel, where we also host all the artists during CWE.
And now, what are your challenges in putting all this together? I'm assuming that you've got some partners that are helping with this.
We do. And the challenges are what you would expect. We're a small but dedicated staff. Anytime you gather 40,000 people, it's a small extra city on top of a city that's already bustling. So, you know, any problem that can happen on any given day can be expected at the show. And much of our show is still outdoors, which we love, but, you know, we're weather dependent there. And even weather outside of our area can affect, you know, travelers coming into Charleston. We look at the economy just like any other event or business. And, you know, we're very fortunate that a lot of our staff that we assemble that weekend has been coming for 20, 30 years. They love the event. They come back every year to help out. And that experience, that wealth of knowledge makes them vital to, you know, this staff of seven that grows into several hundred being effective.
Well, John, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
John Powell is president and CEO of the Southeastern Wildlife Exposition, also known as SeaWe, coming February 14th through 16th to Charleston. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.